Chapter 7. Chilling. Garp. The aftermath of Marineford is the worst battlefield Garp has ever seen. Bodies line the ground, men and women looking up at the sky with blank, tear-stained eyes and blood on their bodies, the ground torn by sword and ice and light. Wherever he steps, there is blood. Garp wonders if Marines originally wore white to remind them of their own mortality. Not that Garp is mortal, of course. The second worst, by far, is the canyons, wrenched deep into the ground by a giant and by a man who was an emperor, but more importantly, a father, ready to wrench the earth apart for even his most demonic son. Garp respects him. Respected him. Damn. He throws lilies down the ravine, a peace offering, and tries not to worry about it when he doesn't hear them hit the ground. There were more than men on the battlefield, after all. Eastern Marines and pirates alike. They still cling to something like life, angry and dark and shrouded by shadow. They'll find peace soon. The worst part of the battlefield, however, is the spot where his grandsons fell. Scorch marks and ashes flaring out as wide as the sun. Just like Loguetown. Blood burning into the ground. Like Rogers. The remnants of a witch's love scattered about. Holy Ace alone. The ash doesn't kick up when Garp steps near it. Oh, Ace. He takes another step. And ice runs down his spine. It's a familiar coldness, a familiar chilling, a familiar death. Garp looks down and sees the gouges in the solid stone right next to his foot, as deep as canyons and made by one being. They are black and dark and hungry, seeping into the ground and cracking outwards. He steps away and shivers at the raging grief of loss that his grandson has marked into the earth for eternity. Marineford will drown in 3 days, marked by Luffy's howl and the way he rent the world to his will. Perhaps it is for the best that this justice drowns. It will do no good in the coming years. Garp steps away and continues his path through an unholy battlefield, following the trail of his grandson's grief that he did not stop. It makes him so cold.